What? I'm going to pay it forward a little bit. They don't know what paying it forward means.
A friend didn't get a sweetheart deal.
Why would you give him a price of $1,000 when she paid $650? Don't you feel badly about that?
But did he know what he was getting?
Literally 2 days into having the car, I went to back up and the brake pads dropped out of the bottom of the car.
You got snookered. They're hustlers over here, the two of them.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Julie Misiukanis is suing 22-year-old John Teske for the unpaid balance on a car she sold him and a car insurance bill.
Order. All rise. This is case number 5 on the calendar, the matter of Misiukanis versus Teske.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat, please.
Miss Misiukanis, is this your son?
My nephew.
What's his name?
David. He goes by DJ also.
Okay. So the one who actually made this car transaction was your nephew?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Stand up. You're here because you had a car to sell, an old car. You used to work with the defendant, the same place.
Yeah, I was his boss.
You used to work the same place as the defendant.
Yes,
and it is your claim, Ms. Misiukanis, that he took the car that was given to him by DJ and didn't pay for it. Now, you don't know about the deal. Mr. Teske says that he was just test driving the car. He hadn't made a commitment to buy it yet. And it died on the side of the road where he left it. So now let's start with you, DJ. When did this car transaction take place?
September 2013.
Now, were you living with your aunt?
No.
Well, how did you know about her car, that she had a car to sell?
My brother-in-law, she bought the vehicle for him, and he decided that he didn't want it no more.
Your brother-in-law bought the car from her, but then he didn't want it anymore?
No, he never bought it. It's just she bought it, and she wanted to give it to him, and he was going to buy it.
Was that also in September?
That was August.
Right around.
Yeah,
that's
correct.
Where did you buy the car from, Miss Misiukanis?
I bought the car from a friend of mine named Marshall.
When did you buy it?
I don't remember the exact day, but it was after Tim had moved in, and he...
Month!
I don't know what month, ma'am, what month I bought it from Marshall.
Year?
2013.
Summer, fall, winter, or spring?
Summer towards the fall.
So around August or September?
Correct, ma'am.
And you bought the car for what purpose?
Originally, my nephew, Tim, did not have a car. So I bought the car for him and his three little boys.
And then he didn't want the car?
Correct.
How much did you pay for the car?
I originally purchased it for $650.
So now you got this car that nobody wants. There has to be a reason nobody wants this car, but we won't get into that. And you understand that this car is now sort of gone begging, right?
Correct.
So tell me what you do.
I talked to Josh at work, and his clutch went out on his Subaru, and I really needed him to work, and I would like to have him a ride to work. So he agreed that he would purchase.
Now, he agreed. I want to know what you said to him and what he said to you.
I said, my aunt is selling a vehicle. He said, I'm
interested.
Well,
they don't talk. That's not the way people talk. My aunt is selling a vehicle. Yeah, that's not the way they say. My aunt has a car that she's selling.
Okay.
Is that what you said to him?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, let's try to keep it pure. My aunt has a car she's selling. And what else did you tell him?
And she's looking to sell it, and he would really love to have a vehicle to getting ready to work.
And?
And that's how the deal went.
No, I don't hear a deal. I don't hear any discussion that is a contract between the two of you. You understand that?
Right.
So we're going to go back, and you're going to tell me again. The clutch went out on his car. My aunt has a car that she's selling. It wasn't so long ago. Do you remember the conversation?
Yes, ma'am.
Then tell me the conversation.
That was the conversation, and that was a deal, but...
There was no deal. I didn't hear a thing about a deal. Put your hand down. You weren't there. They had this conversation at work. You weren't there. That's what he's telling me.
The conversation wasn't at work.
Was the conversation in front of you? Remember, I have your complaint.
For the deal, it was, Your Honor.
Tell me about the conversation and the deal.
The conversation happened at the Pony Express Auto Wash in Stillwater, Minnesota.
And who was present?
Just us two, me and Josh.
Tell me the deal.
The deal was that he needed a vehicle, and I was talking to him about the vehicle at that time. And we went to my aunt's house when we got off work. She was coming home from work, so I met her there. And we both signed a piece of paper, and it said payments on there, and he agreed to everything on it.
Just a second. I'd like to see the piece of paper. You have the piece of paper?
No, ma'am, we don't.
So you don't have the piece of paper, then it doesn't exist.
Correct. So then my aunt got home from work, and that's when we were talking. Like I said, sign the paper, piece of paper doesn't exist.
Well, we definitely
but we're
exist.
Missing a big part. I'm sorry for interrupting, Your Honor.
Which is?
The original conversation when DJ came to my home at midnight because Josh called him and told him that he doesn't have a ride into work. My nephew came to my house, got me up at midnight, said, yeah, you still have that car for sale? I've got a buyer for you. Then DJ picked Josh up to get the car, brought him over to my house. Then we all agreed. DJ asked Josh if it's okay if we agree the next couple days to come to my house, and that's when we came to my house and we made an arrangement.
Well, tell me what the arrangement was, and you were present.
Yes, DJ, I, and Josh were present.
So he took the car that night?
Yes.
Well, that's not what you say in your complaint. You say that your nephew brought the car to him.
Yeah, in New Richmond, he had to go pick him up.
It said DJ took the car in the middle of the night and drove it to the defendant so that he could get to work the next day.
Drove his car to bring him back to get the car.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, he came out, picked me up in New Richmond, and brought me back to Julie's house.
Okay, well, that's not what it says in your complaint. Okay, so now you're at your house. Now, I haven't heard a thing about price.
That's what the payment plan piece of paper that we don't have.
Just a second. I haven't heard a thing about price. What price did you agree to pay?
I think it was $1,000.
What do you mean you think it was $1,000?
It was $1,000.
Now, why did you think that you were entitled to 40% more than you paid for this car a month later?
I didn't. I said to DJ, get a buyer for it, and he said, Josh, the value is $1,800.
You paid $650 for it.
Because a friend was giving me a deal.
Well, you're not getting more than a deal from him, especially when the car died 2 days later.
It drove plenty of months until Mr. Teske got a hold of it.
It didn't drive plenty of months. You didn't have it for plenty of months. You say he got possession of the car in September. You bought the car in August. It didn't drive plenty of months.
Mr. had the car for years and took very good care of it.
Who cares? He's not here. I can't question him about it.
Correct.
This is not windfall day.
Correct. And I didn't...
And you took advantage of him. How old are you?
22.
22. Did you take the car?
Yes.
How many days did you have the car?
Probably a month until it died.
Why didn't you pay for the car?
Literally 2 days into having the car, I went to back up and the brake pads dropped out of the bottom of the car.
But then you drove it for another month.
I needed a car. I needed to get to work.
Okay. Well, then you had it. Then you have to pay for it.
I really don't think I do.
Well, I don't care what you think.
That's right.
I mean, they're hustlers over here, the two of them. Because if you buy a car for $600 and then you sell it to some unsuspecting 22-year-old, he has to pay for it. But to make a windfall on a car that nobody wants, even your nephew didn't want this car. You bought this car, even your nephew didn't want it. Don't you feel badly about that?
And
Chuck, I'm not speaking to you. Don't you feel badly about that? Why would you give him a price of $1,000 when she paid $650?
I did not know how much she paid for the vehicle.
Then why would you make a price of $1,000?
Because it was a very nice running car, and I know that it was worth at least $1,000.
How do you know that? Could we look it up, Bird?
Sure. What kind of car is it?
1995 Subaru.
With brakes that are on the floor.
And Your Honor?
What?
When I bought the car for $650, Josh was willing to pay the $1,000. I didn't speculate that I'm charging him more. He wanted to pay the $1,000. After we had the conversation, he said, I love the Subaru. I love the Subaru. I've had other Subarus that I've worked on. I just love them. I love them. I can't wait to work on it. I just love it. I've taken the other one
apart. That's not my question. My question is, how old is your nephew?
24.
He's 22. He's a kid, right? I mean, I have kids, grandchildren, whatever. 20 years old. They're a kid. They're hardly out of diapers, especially boys. All right? And he's a working 22-year-old. Right? You got a bargain on a car. Nobody needs it anymore. Your nephew doesn't want it. You got it sitting around. You want to be a nice person. You may be entitled to $1,000 because contractually, if he agreed to pay $1,000, he didn't pay it. Contractually, he's obligated to pay it. I'm just talking about being a nice person, which I find I would be a nice person to a friend of my nephew who is 22, hardworking, wants to get to work. I got a car. I paid $650 for it. If I can unload it for what I paid for it 4 weeks later, when nobody else wants it, I would say, you know what? I'm going to pay it forward a little bit. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, ma'am.
Perfect.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
I tried to get Tanisha away from my girlfriend, so I separated them. That's when she started being hostile and kicking.
Just a second, I thought you were partying.
No.
What were you trying to get your ex-girlfriend and your other ex-girlfriend apart for?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Julie Misiukatis says John Teske owes for the unpaid balance on a car she sold him and for a car insurance bill.
So you may legally be entitled to it, and I may have to give you the $1,000. I just don't like it. Yes.
What kind of Subaru? Legacy, Impreza.
Impreza.
Uh-huh. And this one I don't want in the middle. This one I want in poor condition because it died.
$800.
$800. You got snookered. Next time, be smarter. They don't know what paying it forward means.
Right.
But you told me you agreed to pay $1,000. That's what you got to pay. Can't just take it, let it go. Doesn't work anymore. It's what it means to buy a used car. Check your blue book. Do you understand? And ask a simple question. If he's a friend of yours, how much did she pay for the car?
Definitely.
You understand? Judge him for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,000.
Your Honor.
That's all. Goodbye.
Your Honor, what about the insurance money that I paid for him?
Oh, you're lucky I'm going to give you anything.
Your Honor, that's
not... I do apologize. Step out.
They said, go to the gas station. Josh is going there to buy some drugs.
It's not true.
You'll see him there because I haven't been able to get a hold of him.
She actually pulled up behind me, trapped me in the vehicle.
He said, I don't have any money. I don't know where the car is. I think the car is towed away.
She ripped my friend out of the car, unlocked the car.
We're driving away. He takes out his billfold and starts throwing money at and waving money.
This older gentleman punched me in the face, actually.
There was never an assault.
Lesson learned.
So it was just unfortunate.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Luckett versus Davis. Step forward.
Tatiana Luckett is suing her ex-girlfriend, Tanisha Davis, for a cell phone disconnection fee and for damaging her car during a parking lot scuffle.
Miss Luckett, the defendant is your former girlfriend.
Yes.
You were in a relationship for a relatively short period of time.
Yes.
During that time, you were foolish enough to put her on your phone plan.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, my least favorite case to deal with are phone plans. I put you on my plan, I got you a phone, now we're not together, and then there's a disconnect fee. And I say to myself, I know what my parents paid for me to go to college and law school, and this was not what they envisioned for my future. So I don't want you to be offended that I'm going to give the cell phone short shrift.
Okay.
And then you say that after you broke up, there was a disconnect fee that you want her to pay because you didn't want to pay for her phone anymore. And then because she got angry that you disconnected the phone, there was a confrontation in the parking lot of some sort of a club, and she vandalized your car.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what the case is about.
Yes.
All right, so let's get to the phone first. You put her on your plan.
Yes.
And when did you do that?
Back in October of 2012.
And the agreement was she was to pay the phone bill?
Every month.
And when did you break up?
April
of what 13. Year? And when did you disconnect the phone?
At the end of April, after she didn't pay her phone bill.
April 2013?
Yeah.
It's a year later. What are you doing here now?
Yeah, it just took me time to get
What do you mean it took you time?
Yeah, because I didn't have the $300 disconnection fee, so I have to pay it until my line was cut off.
What are you talking about? I don't understand that. You opened it up in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
April of 2013 is when you broke up?
Yes.
And you cut off her line then?
Yes.
And before that, she had paid her phone bill?
Yes.
Like she was supposed to?
Yes.
Every month?
Yes.
And you have proof that she didn't pay when she was supposed to in April?
Yes.
Show me. Just the one thing, circle it. I don't want to read a whole thing. I told you, my least favorite case.
And it's highlighted her number and the day that I put it on standby.
Just show me where it says she didn't pay April's bill.
It doesn't say it on this actual paper.
What actual paper does it say it on?
On the rest of the phone bill.
Where is it?
It didn't print out, sorry.
Well, then I can't help you to get your disconnect fee because if she was paying the phone bill, the reason you say you cut off the phone was because she didn't pay the bill. The only proof that you need is that she hadn't paid the bill.
Yeah, it doesn't say on this paper.
Well, I guess you don't have it. All right, so then finish with the phone.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Then she jumped out the car, like she said, physically separated us, pushed me hard into her car. That's how her dent became there.
You have a picture of it?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tatiana Luckett says ex-girlfriend Tanisha Davis owes for damaging her car during an argument in a nightclub parking lot.
Now you can tell me about the car. When did the kerfuffle happen with the car?
In May.
The next month?
Yes.
Okay. Now you can tell me what happened.
Me, my former girlfriend, and my brother was outside the club. I have a convertible, so we had the top down, like, they call it parking lot pimping. So it was outside.
They call it what?
Parking lot pimping. It's just something that they call it, like partying outside. I'm sorry, partying outside the club.
So you were in a convertible just sitting in the car?
Yeah, playing our music. Well, I was sitting and everybody was like dancing outside the car. Tanisha and her friends came outside the club. They seen that we were out partying. They walked away, but then they came back. I guess they were partying with us.
Don't tell me what guess.
Well, they were partying with us. We were all dancing around, and I don't know how the commotion started, but a commotion started, arguments started, and I tried to get my girlfriend back into the car, and I tried to get Tanisha away from my girlfriend, so I separated them. And once I did that, that's when she started being hostile and kicking.
Well, what? Just a second. I thought you were partying. No. What were you trying to get your ex-girlfriend and your other ex-girlfriend apart for?
Because a commotion has started now.
What argument. Is a commotion?
Like a commotion, like arguments, and now everybody's saying whatever, and it's just a big commotion. So I just tried to get, like, diffuse the situation so it wouldn't be a fight. So I broke them up from arguing, and when
physically.
I did that, physically. So when I did...
So you physically put your hands on her, is what you're telling me. You physically put your hands on the defendant and physically put your hands on your then-girlfriend to put her in the car.
Right.
And then what happened?
And then Tanisha started getting more hostile, and then she kicked the car and...
Kicked the car after you put your hands on her?
I didn't put my hands on her. I just separate them from fighting.
How do you do that?
Stand in the middle.
Now, you just told me that you put your hands on her.
I stand in the middle so they wouldn't fight each other.
You just told me you put your hands on her.
I guess. Yes.
What do you mean you guess? That's what you told me.
Yeah, I just separated them from... I wouldn't say I put my hands on her. I just separated them from fighting each other.
Okay. Go.
Okay. From the phone incident, she called me saying she was going to get my phone disconnected because her girlfriend was jealous that she had my phone.
Forget the phone. She doesn't have the proof of the phone. I don't care. But
okay.
With the phone.
Club incident.
Okay. So what happened in the parking lot?
We coming out the club, her and her girlfriend and brother and them, they drunk playing music. We walk past, her girlfriend screams out, "Your phone gonna be cut off." So I turned around like, what? We start arguing, going back and forth. It was never no partying. It was straight arguments from the gate. Arguing. Then she jumped out the car, like she said, physically separated us, pushed me hard into her car. That's how her dent became there.
You have a picture of it?
Yes.
I'd like to see it.
This is the picture of the dent where she kicked it, and this is where she threw... I don't know actually what she threw. I would assume it was a glass bottle, but yeah.
Can I say something on that?
Yes.
How can I throw something at her car if I just came out the club? They don't let you walk out with bottles, cups, or nothing. Next question.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How do you kick up so high in a car?
Without
She's
falling.
Tall.
Are you, just a second. How do you kick up over the wheel of a car, almost to the top of a car? How do you do that?
Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
How do you kick up so high in a car?
Without
She's
falling.
Tall.
Are you, just a second. Are you a dancer?
No.
How do you kick up over the wheel of a car, almost to the top of a car? How do you do that?
With her legs. She's tall. She kicked it. Yeah. And you walked it.
Anybody else have anything to tell me? Anybody else? I'm listening. What?
Well, she walked to her car and then came back. That's what happened. So we're outside, so I don't know if her friends were instigating or whatever the case may be, because they walked away from our car and came back and started dancing to our music.
Instigating?
That's why, yeah, so.
Anything else?
I want to know, how is it instigating if her girlfriend says something to me?
Just a second. No. Anything else? You already said that. Anybody else?
She never said anything to her.
Anything else?
No.
Anything else? Good luck. Goodbye. Thank you. Case is dismissed.
Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It didn't work out.
His wife and roommates were no longer welcome.
He says, you're all a bunch of drug addicts. He called the police, had you all thrown out.
Next, Judge Judy.
I wouldn't say we were friends now.
It's over.
We'd never be friends again.
Shouldn't have did it. Stayed friends.
Don't date your friends. It turns out bad.